It's Travel Tuesdays on KSRO with Elise Corey of TravelWise, the only virtuoso travel agency in Sonoma County.
And good afternoon. Welcome to your Travel Tuesdays. It is Tuesday. I forgot what day it was.
What month?
Elise Corey is here. She, of course, is the owner of TravelWise, the only virtuoso travel agency in Sonoma County. Hi, Elise. How are you?
I'm doing great. You know, it's hard to believe that the holidays are like here. I'm like, oh yeah, I have a few more weeks. I'm like, oh,
nope,
what?
Not really. Less than 2 weeks now.
I know, yeah. And I'm like, I'm so not ready.
Right.
I'm always two or three, maybe 4 months behind. Like, actually, I feel like it should be April.
Really?
Right now.
Yeah.
So I don't know what happens, but.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Well, if you're in that sort of state of mind and thinking, wow, what can I do around the holidays in terms of travel, you have tuned into the right show because Elise knows all about travel. She's been in the travel industry for quite a long time and also works as a virtuoso travel agent. What does that mean as being a virtuoso travel agent?
Virtuoso is, we call it a consortium, and it's based upon a group of travel agencies throughout the U.S. and the world that join together in order to get more clout, to be able to offer extra special upgrades and gifts that you cannot get on your own by booking direct. Plus, you have a professional to help guide you, to give you suggestions. So we know in this age you can go online and book your travel, and you can do it, but you are a confirmation number. You're 12345, bingo. That means nothing to anybody at the hotel, means nothing to the airlines. But you did book your trip, but we don't charge more.
So as a travel agent, you don't.
As a travel agent, we don't, unless you're doing something off the beaten path, like, you know, meeting with a shaman on the peak in one of the peaks in Nepal or something that's really crazy.
Right.
But we don't cost more. So besides being the confirmation number, we may get you complimentary wine. We may get you an upgrade, free breakfast, free dinner, maybe a resort credit, $100 or a spa treatment.
Nice.
And a gift. So to me, it does not make sense for you to book your own travel unless you're looking for that cheap 3-day getaway. You know, most of the hotels that participate with us are at least a 4-star at the minimum and go up to deluxe residences and villas. And I'll talk to you a little bit about my trip. I just came back from Thailand Thursday.
And oh, wow.
Stayed at an amazing property. Sorry to switch hats, but I'm just thinking about the villas.
Please, yeah, please do.
You can have a 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, or 7 bedroom villa perched on top of a mountain overlooking the water, private pool, butler, spa inside your villa, and a gym.
What?
And each bedroom has its own bathroom. And I'm not talking like a little day bathroom. The bedroom is probably bigger than most people's homes. The bathroom, you know, you have a separate toilet, shower. But the view even from the shower when you're outside, you're looking at the jungle. And in the background, there's the water.
Oh, wow.
And the service is just unbelievable. I'll be putting some pictures up on my website, it's just unbelievable.
And that's travelwise.net.
.net, yes. And those pictures should be going up by next week.
Okay.
But it's just an incredible way to celebrate a milestone birthday, get a family together. I mean, they set up this table that was amazing. And the food and the amount of food. And
what kinds of things did you eat?
Oh my God. lots of fish because it is Thailand, lots of Thai style dishes, but they had, you know, fresh shrimp, fresh crab. They had all kinds of, you had condiments, you had garlic condiments, you had pepper condiments, you name it, it was there, but lots of fish. You know, they're very big on fish, lots of Thai-style dishes. I think I'm tired of eating Thai for like a few weeks, but at least. But the view and the pricing compared to other places, it's unbelievable.
Really?
I mean, it's ridiculous. Plus spa treatments. Ooh. I had a Thai massage, which is different than what you get here.
Yeah.
And the cost of the massage, I mean, I could spend a whole day in the spa for probably what, you know, two massages would cost here.
Oh my goodness.
I mean, it's unbelievable in how sweet and genuine the people are. And they're just, they can't do enough to make you happy, which is incredible. The only thing, which I'll be quite honest, it's a long flight. So you either
go to
sleep.
How long did it take you to get there?
About 15 hours.
Okay, yeah.
And you have to make a connection from the Bay Area. But, you know, you watch your movies, you read that book or those magazines you've been sitting at. You go to sleep, you take a nap. And but getting there, once you're there, it's another world. The people are so genuinely appreciative of who you are and what you stand for, and very spiritual. They're very, you know, it's Buddhist society, so there's Buddhas everywhere. Like, we have wine grapes, they have Buddhas.
They have Buddhas.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, Ireland, you have castles, another castle, oh, big deal. It's like us, another wine, you know, winery, oh, big deal. Right. You know, another Buddha, big deal. You know, it's just the way it goes. We were lucky to go up northern Thailand to Chiang Rai, and to an elephant sanctuary.
Oh, wow.
So all the elephants that may have been mistreated may have had a difficult life, maybe not had enough to eat, they adopt. And they have something called a mahout, which takes care of them. And it feeds them, it trains them. I got to ride on an elephant, and I was a little bit concerned about hurting the elephant. But when you see how big that elephant is next to you, I mean, my standing up, I was as big as its legs, you know, it's and my weight is not going to make a difference. Even a 250, 300 pound person isn't going to make a difference. And they're so sweet. And so it was a very, very touching experience too, because my mother used to collect elephants.
Oh, so they had that.
And I felt like
there.
I was having this spiritual connection with my mother and the elephant. It's my own head, but you know.
No, that's great.
But it felt warm.
Yeah,
you know, it was good.
And those kinds of connections that you make on trips that you maybe won't expect experience, those are wonderful moments.
And you know, it's called the Golden Triangle because you have Mongolia and Laos and Thailand. You cross the Mekong River and there you are. So, you know, that's the kind of thing you read about. And I've read about Thailand for years. But actually the experience of smelling, of seeing, of the you know, the people, it's just amazing. So
Had you been there before?
Or never.
This is your first time?
Wow. And I've sold it because I know enough about it. But now I have a different feel for it.
Oh, for
and
sure.
It's the deal of the century. I tell you, pricing wise, you could go to Mexico or the Caribbean for a week's vacation, and you get to go 2 weeks there for the price of what you pay here.
Oh, so really?
It's ridiculous. I mean, like spa treatments are on $10.
What?
Yeah.
$10.
And you're not talking a cheapy thing. And the funny thing, in the malls, they have people giving you foot massage. So I had, of course, to try one.
Right.
And I've just been so relaxed. But it's
you
in the middle
really...
of a shopping mall. You know, you see like a little flea market. You know, they have coats and dresses and toys and foot massage. It's like, and there's like six or eight people working.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And so instead of those machines that vibrate,
sure.
you get the real thing.
Nice. And I have to tell our listeners that at least you do look very relaxed after your trip from Thailand. In fact, you've got sparkles on your face, but that must be from the party that you were at.
Yes. I've been wrapping presents.
Oh, there you go. The sparkles. Okay.
My agents and I are having a party tonight, a holiday get-together. Even though, you know, they're independent contractors, I like to give back.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things. Plus, last night I went to do a benefit. It's called Music Heals, and it benefits and Ops USA, which U.S. actually, which they go into areas that like where the hurricanes hit Haiti, and they bring music to the children, and you can pay for lessons, and it gives them an outlet because some of them come from such poor families, and you donate. I was able to give away a nice three night trip, which. As an auction item.
Oh, cool.
And they bid, and it earned about $2,500 for the organization.
Nice.
And one of the things that I realized is that the unhappy people, all they think about is themselves. And the happy people are those that give back to people. Mm-hmm. And whatever you're doing, even, you know, coming to the show today, here's this UPS driver with 40 boxes in it, and he's looking, he's trying to figure out, how am I going to open the door? I open the door. What a simple little thing you can do. It's chaos. It's crowded.
Right.
It's crazy. But, you know, giving back and, you know, get like giving to that nonprofit helped, made me feel so good.
Right.
It's just the little things we can do that mean a lot and make a difference.
They really do. I'm talking with Elise Corey. She is the owner of TravelWise, and you can reach out to her about any travel questions, travel plans. Maybe you have some things you want to do in 2017 and want to start to get the ball rolling now. You can send her an email, ksro@travelwise, and that's TravelWise with a Z, ksro@travelwise.net. So we're going to talk a little bit when we come back from the break. We're going to talk about travel during the holidays, some tips that we maybe agree with or don't agree with, and also how to keep yourself fed when you're maybe going on a flight. What things can you take? What can't you take? Because TSA is probably particular about that. Mm-hmm. So we'll talk about those tips. You're listening to Travel Tuesdays on KSRO. We'll be right back.
Coast to coast, late night, all night, on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
I've always wanted to do this, so I'm going to surprise the whole family and make reservations for Christmas dinner at the Bayview Restaurant at the Inn at the Tides in Bodega Bay. It's such a busy time with Christmas Eve services, then Christmas morning presents, that I just wanted to be able to enjoy time with my family. We'll load up the car and take a leisurely drive out to Bodega Bay. I'm looking forward to three mouth-watering courses of dishes I've never made at home. Maybe I'll start with lobster raviolis with bay shrimp and lobster sauce, or the winter melon and Parma prosciutto. For the main course, there's five to choose from. I'm torn between pork tenderloin scallopini with Madeira sauce and grilled filet mignon topped with porcini mushroom sauce. They have decadent desserts, including my favorite, chocolate lava cake with peppermint anglaise.
Dinner served 1 to 8. Make your reservations now. Check out the whole menu online at inatthetides.com.
ABC News.
When you're opening a new office location, but deadlines don't let up, you need to make sure your team can start working fast, which means all of a sudden, you're looking to buy new conference tables, chairs, laptops, and whiteboards quickly. Business cards from American Express Open can give you buying power to help cover the big purchases you need to make when you need to make them. Find out how American Express cards and services can help prepare you for growth at open.com. When your business is construction and you get a big job that has to be done in record time, you need to get the ball rolling, which means all of a sudden you're looking to buy enough sheetrock and lumber, steel, and other materials quickly. Business cards from American Express Open can give you buying power to help cover the big purchases you need to make when you need to make them. Find out how American Express cards and services can help prepare you for growth at open.com.
Sonoma County's News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
It's Travel Tuesdays on KSRO with Elise Corey of TravelWise, the only virtuoso travel agency in Sonoma County.
And welcome back to Travel Tuesdays here on KSRO. I'm Michelle Marquis, and your host is Elise Corey. Before we get back into our conversation, I do want to let our listeners know that there was a chlorine spill on Highway 12, and this is just east of Sebastopol near Lano Road. There is forcing a closure of the westbound lane. It looks like that's going to be ongoing until about 2:30 this afternoon. About 72 gallons of chlorine was spilled this morning on Highway 12 just east of Sebastopol, so crews are working on cleaning that up. So we were talking a little bit about charitable giving and how important that is to you personally, but how do you work in making sure that you're taking care of others maybe when making your travel plans?
Well, you know, what I do with the nonprofits is everybody's going to book travel. Mm-hmm. Everybody's going to go somewhere. And, you know, what I've been able to do is donate back to the organization for the travel that they book.
Oh.
And it's just, you know, you're booking your $5,000 trip or whatever it is. You're going on vacation, but by booking it through the agency, I donate back a portion to your organization.
Oh, that's great.
Because of our connections, we're also able to donate trips. Like, I donated a 3-night hotel. The hotel just opened 2 days ago, or 3 days ago now, mm-hmm. on the 10th. And we were able to get 3 nights in a casita.
Oh, that's great.
It's called Chablis Resort in Merida, mm-hmm. Mexico. And the value was $4,200, and we were able to get it. We didn't get 42, but
right.
we have it auctioned off, a casita with 1,700 square feet,
nice.
Private pool, hammock. Oh. So I can do that for the nonprofits. If you want to work together, we can meet and talk, and I can help you have some either live or silent auction items going forward.
That's perfect.
Because I'm starting to ask for them for next year already.
Right.
I have two that I work with on a regular basis. And you know what? It feels good to give back.
Yeah.
It really is the spirit of what the holidays should be and are about.
Right, right. And, so, and year round, I think it's a great
yeah,
idea. So
absolutely.
If nonprofits are interested in working with Elise to sort of help out their nonprofit and also to promote some really cool vacation getaways, then just go ahead and send an email to Elise. That's ksro@travelwise.net, ksro@travelwise.net. And I have helped organize a lot of different nonprofit events and auctions and things like that. And boy, those trips are so popular. People love them.
Well, they make a lot of money
for
the organization.
Yeah, they do.
Which is just, you know, that's what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I can say is that's what it's about.
That's great. So you printed out a couple of articles. Let's talk a little bit about some holiday tips. Condé Nast magazine had some ideas about things you should do during holiday travel.
And, you know, some of what Condé Nast Traveler I agree with, mm-hmm. and I don't. I think I've been in the travel business longer than Condé
sure.
Nast, maybe. Although I do remember working, they were on, when I lived and worked in New York, they were one of the magazines that we worked with then. But, you know, they're saying, you know, for a better seat to go to Seat Guru. And that's an option,
mm-hmm.
but that's not the best way to do it. The best way, if you really are fussy about your seat,
mm-hmm.
is you go to the airline's website, you put in your record locator, or the funny numbers and letters that you get.
Got it, okay.
And you can sometimes, seats open up. And
oh.
that's where you find out the unblocked. Or you can pay a minimal amount for what I call an economy plus seat. And you know it's going to be packed around the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
There's not going to be any middle seats free. Okay, especially with the weather conditions that are coming up and
right.
the delays are already starting. All those people who are delayed get put on your flight. So if there is a middle seat or any seat open, it's gone. So, you know, go to the website, pay the extra $30 for a seat. I mean, at least know you're in your aisle, you're in your window,
mm-hmm.
and you're comfortable. Seat Guru is a good way to look at different aircraft configurations, but the thing is that the airlines change the aircraft.
Sure.
So you could be in 10A, and then all of a sudden they went from a 737 to a 767 or a 777, and then you're out the door.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's a good way to get an idea of what the configuration is, but don't swear on it, especially
okay.
around the holidays. It's not a good idea.
That's a great tip then.
There's also, I was reading, they said something about Gate Guru. And yeah, I guess that's a good way to know, you know, if there's changes or flight delays, but you don't really need an app. Go to the board that says
right.
departures and arrivals.
Right.
Everything is not so, if everybody wasn't looking at their phone, people might communicate more with each other, which is really good. So the phones are great, don't get me wrong, but it's nice talking to a stranger.
Right, or looking up once in a
yes.
while.
Yeah. One of the things, you know, monitor airline schedule changes. Of course, you should be going to the website, not online, but the website for that airline,
mm-hmm.
and check in ahead of time. It helps speed you through check-in, so you only do a bag drop.
Mm-hmm.
You can always, in 24 hours, they open seats, so you can always move
sure.
your seat, change your seat. You check in, it's easier. You can see up-to-date schedule changes. So, you know, especially when the clocks jump up or fall back, you know, there's always changes.
Okay.
So don't wait and just go to the airport. That's not thinking. You know, go in, get your boarding pass, or at least complete the information mm-hmm. that's required. It'll help expedite your lines at the airport. This article also said, go first class to save on holiday travel. Well, I think they're talking about an error that happened with the airlines. For about 2 hours, they were offering first class fares. It was a quick fix. Delta did it. British Airways had an error. That doesn't happen. First class is not less than economy. Right. I'm sorry, Condé Nast. You need to review that. then they also talked about booking with the right card, credit card, because of flight delays. The airlines, if there is a flight delay that's not due to weather, they do cover you mm-hmm. for that. You know, it doesn't matter what credit card you use.
Okay.
The smarter way to go is to do travel insurance. You know, this way you're covered for flight delays, whether it do be to weather or not.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really important. The travel insurance, you can get it based upon the cost of the trip and your age. And most of the time, why not do it? I'm such a believer in travel insurance because mm-hmm. if you ever have to use it, you slip on the ice carrying that package, boom, you can't go anywhere.
Right.
And now, what are you going to do?
Exactly.
You know,
right.
So that's some of the things
in that article then.
That I saw, that I printed out, and I was like, well, I don't agree with that, you know? So be wise. Check the airline websites. Check right. your schedule changes. The flight number sometimes changes, too. So that record locator is really the key to you having a very easy trip
all right.
to go to.
Good to know. Now, when I go on flights, I like to bring, like, I do a little bento box. So mm-hmm. I put together some food. It's compact. It's very easy to slip in my purse and take it with me. But there are some foods that you cannot get mm-hmm. through security, or you should not be taking on a plane. Let's talk about those.
Well, I just, another article I read. First of all, you can always bring like a trail mix.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's something really easy. I'm a vegetarian, so I always bring peanut butter and jelly sandwiches mm-hmm. because that doesn't go bad.
Right.
You know, you just have to have nuts, you know, something to munch on, because what they offer you on the plane is usually overpriced and not
right.
as good.
Right.
But did you know that certain places you can't even bring cheese?
Why?
Because, especially in France, it has to be a small amount because they think that they can put some kind of explosive powder
seriously?
In cheese. So your cheese must be wrapped.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh. Wow.
You can bring frozen turkeys, though.
Frozen turkeys.
And mincemeat and pies and put it in your check baggage, which is very interesting. Now, don't wrap your presents
right.
unless you want to see them opened. You know, that's not going to fly. You're not going to be able to walk on the plane with a wrapped present.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Right.
You know, especially if it's an alarm clock. You know, tick, 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 tick. Hello.
Sure.
So think about it. You know, bring the wrapping paper, stick it in your suitcase, bring some scotch tape and scissors, put it in your check bag,
right.
and then wrap the present when you get where you're going. It's just, it's crazy. And snow globes.
Right.
Okay. You can't bring
I did this,
snow
actually.
Globes because
they got
you
water.
Can't shake it because
right.
some... It can, you know, some
concoctions
okay. can explode.
Yeah. Well, so. My deal was that it had the fluid. It had water in it. So more than 3 ounces of water, and then you can't do it, right? So I got in trouble with that, and that was, it was so tough because it was a present that I was bringing home, and I'm like, I can't bring it home.
I know.
That was harsh.
Now, and Christmas crackers.
Christmas crackers. What
you
are
know,
these?
The poppers, those little things.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Now, like certain airlines, like Emirates, considers it an explosive, like guns and explosives.
Right. Well,
so
it has a little charge, right, to pop it open?
You've got to be really careful.
Okay.
So the best thing is to check the airline's website and
mm-hmm.
see what's prohibited besides the usual knives and
right.
lighters and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because some of them will not allow you to bring it.
Hmm.
I mean, there's even some of the airports warn about bringing cranberry sauce, pickles, marmalade, and brandy butter. You know, it's just they have reasons. It's just really strange. You bet you can't take your frozen turkey and mincemeat for mince pies. So, you know, there you go. So check the airline's website.
Right.
And of course, no toy weapons or something like that. Let's
right.
not be silly here.
Right.
Bring your patience. Take your time. Get off the phone. Talk to the people next to you. Learn about who they are, where
sure.
they come from, their traditions. You're missing out by so much by just looking at your phone and looking at the gate you know, guru and stuff. You know, do it the old-fashioned way. Help people. Open the door. If you see an elderly person and you're sitting down, let them sit down. You know, it starts from within. And if people practice that, it would make holiday travel a lot better.
Yeah, it would.
And realize that there are people going to have delays. That's why when you book your own travel, you don't realize what the experienced people know about which airports to go through at what time of the year. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it might be $200 cheaper, but the chances of you going through Chicago and not having weather in the winter, you know, let's be realistic, or New York, or Washington, or Detroit, or Minneapolis, you know, think about the weather before you book it. It's not worth the headache, the delays, the trials and tribulations that go on.
Right. So. And that's something that as a travel agent, you are aware of. So you can guide people and help them, you know, decide between one or the other.
It makes such a difference. We know we've been there, done that for years. Mm-hmm. We know about that. We can sometimes get you lower prices by our creativity, should I say.
And, that's good.
And that works. Right. So, you know, give the travel agent a chance because we're out there to help you. You know, we get compensated by the tour and cruise companies, you know, directly, whether you book it or we book it. So why not take advantage of the extra added intelligence you get?
Great advice. Thank you so much, Elise. And we will see you then again next week. It's Travel Tuesdays brought to you by TravelWise. And you can reach Elise by sending her an email, ksro@travelwise.net. This is KSRO.